Olson.
Here.
Hogan.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Haley.
Here.
Morrow. We have Arnold sitting in.
Here.
Andrea. And Fowler.
Here.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just so you all know, Assistant City Engineer stands behind you, which is my security. Move on to item B1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of April 18th. Mr. Fowler.
No.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Without objection, we're going to move to business matter B1. Scott Mayer, Suzanne Mayer, Land Division, and by survey man. Let's throw this on Ben, so let's give him one.
All right, so you have before you a certified survey map proposing three lots, lot one, lot two, and an outlot. Lot one and lot two are proposed for new residences fronting onto West Ryan Road. And outlot one, which would be located to the south and farthest away from West Ryan Road. Property zoned as R2, a state single family residence district, and located generally at 9533 West Ryan Road. Sure. So you have before you the map of the properties on the CSM. One of the conditions is in the R2 district, you shall connect to water and sewer. I know water, the applicants have expressed, is too far away. They also argue with the sewer is too far away for their purposes, and they're arguing it's rather expensive. I know with the water board meeting they had, I believe the water board did find and recommend that they do not need to connect to water. They were silent on the sewer connection, I believe, because they don't rule on that. So that's still kind of a condition that's still hanging out there of our R2 district, of a condition for the CSM that staff is recommending. Would you like me to go through anything else as far as the other conditions in the resolution, or?
You stated, I think, on the city development letter, complete a new wetland delineation. Was that completed?
It is not completed to date.
The data that they're using is?
So the delineator has been out there.
Here,
there is
I'll give you this.
Hi, thank you for the record. My name is Attorney Jennifer Gorn. I represent the mayors on this project. We've been working with Grave USA on the wetland delineation as well as Dave Mayer, or Meyer Certified Delineator. They have been out there. They have done the updated delineation, and that map has been generated, which is contained in your updated materials that I provided. So you can see kind of where the wetlands are, where the mature woodlands are, where the setbacks would be. The one part that we're waiting on is the actual written report, which takes some time just kind of identifying these specific varieties of plants and, you know, all of the actual details. But for the purposes of today's meeting, the delineation has been done and the map has been provided.
Are they still relying on the plant survey that was done in the past, or are they using the new plant survey? So it's a little early in the year to be doing some of the wetland delineation because the plants are there.
It was within the growing season for them to identify everything.
Okay. They did it during the growing season?
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Mr.
I had a question for staff on engineering or planning. The recommendation is to provide a reservation for a future roadway across parcel one.
Yep.
I understand the idea of connecting through there, but where we're putting that road would be right through the middle of the delineated and conservation easement in the area. It doesn't make sense. We've got no guarantee that we'd actually be able to put a street reserve a right to put a street someday where you may never be able to visit it before because of what conditions that we're trying to protect at this point.
You want me to respond? Like, with engineering details, I mean, all I can say is wetlands can be mitigated. You can argue that you can fill them in with a natural resource special exception to provide for roadways. We've had some subdivision plats come forward, and they've done that. In this case, the intent of the R2 is to provide for concurrent planning or concurrent land use, meaning with water and sewer connections, it's generally expected that a subdivision plat would result. It's not really envisioned for one or two lots at a time. So applying this standard wasn't envisioned for two individual lots. That's what came forward for review. So as staff, we're just saying a road was envisioned. Is the plan commission okay with a road not being shown through these lots at the generalized location? Do you think it's sufficient what they're arguing? And you've seen they've supplied with you in your packets there an alternative that says someday to the future outlot, they're going to swing around from west to the south into the outlot and provide a road connection. Are you guys okay with that? Or would you rather see something now in concurrent planning to say they're generating a lot split that could block the future possibility of a roadway connection someday? Are you okay with that? That's generally staff's position. We usually say we understand there might be hurdles for two individual lots with an outlot. However, a higher density development is almost always desirable to hook into a sanitary sewer or a water service main. So again, it's what was presented, and so that's what's under review. So the long-winded answer to your simple question is it could possibly be entertained, but we understand why they're not proposing it at that time. I can't tell you we necessarily agree with that because we would rather have a higher density development than what's envisioned for this area.
I mean, my understanding is that it is a requirement in the resolution that they provide that.
That's correct.
And I agree with the concept. Is there a better place for it instead of sweeping it through one of these lots, potential to do it on existing properties that they own, example where the driveway is? I don't know where the applicant is. It seems a little bit ironic that we're going to require the potential for a road someday, but it would be possibly where it can't be built. I mean, there's no guarantee DNR and Corps are going to allow that.
That you're talking about the outlot not having road access. Is that what you're at?
Does it result in a landlot parcel?
Yes. The outlot is landlocked as far as roadway access.
May I can address this very simply.
Attorney Gordon.
Thank you. Sir, thank you, Mr. Haley, thank you for your comment, because I think that what you're thinking is the exact same problem that I saw. The other problem I saw with doing a road right down the middle is we have two relatively smaller lots for what we're trying to do. If you take part of that away, you know, you're going to decrease the value of the property. So Mr. Mayor, very, you know, intelligently, I think, said, hey, let's come through my property here that I already own. That way we're not trying to go through any natural resources that we're trying to protect. We're not cutting through these two relatively small lots. So we do have in your packets there, I believe it's the final attachment, shows the proposed roadway that we are willing to make a condition of approval of this. And that would lead directly back to the outlet so that we are in compliance with the city's comprehensive master plan, which contemplates further development.
Mr.
There's an alternative that prevents a parcel, portion of parcel outlet.
I know that, well, I don't think, is there an easement? I mean, so a condition would be an easement to the outlot as approving of this plat then, CSM. So that can be added as a condition.
I guess that's just my thought. Can we generalize to say they will provide a reservation or an easement that provides access? We need to force them into this box right now.
No.
Because they can do a reservation or an easement across their property. They own it.
if the applicants are willing to do that.
We are. We actually already had, the everything drawn up and a legal description made, and we were going to do either, some sort of easement or deed restriction that establishes that proposed roadway.
Much stay the way it is, but we can just strike the part where it says a cross-proposed lot one of the CSM leading into proposed facilitate and just read select to facilitate future development. So there would be a preservation area delineated on the CSM. Maybe it doesn't even have to be on the CSM. We want the access. I just hate to put it in the wrong spot.
Potential motion is a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map being the B division of Lot 2 certified survey map number 7363 being a part of the west one half of the east one half of the northeast quarter of section 19 housed by North Range 41 East City of Brentwood, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Darren 9533 West Glide Road closed better. Subject to the striking from condition number 10, quote, proposed lot one. So that it simply reads with regard to a 60-foot wide access potential to be across the CSM. Then striking would be conditions, and the striking would be, quote, delineated on the CSM so as, close quote, quote, across proposed lot one, close quote, and, quote, CSM. Noting that condition number 8 regarding public water and sanitary sewer service is subject to further staff review and consideration by the council.
Is there such a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Serious issues or no?
I'm on the sanitary sewer issue.
That's different than that goes to county.
Okay.
Okay. Motion made and second. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And that's also covered by the motion that you protested. Let me take a little poll. Who's here for ballpark comments? Who's here for the Swill and Arthalis subdivisions? Who's here for US 7?
Development on Ryan and Loomis. Bear Development.
Oh, Bear, okay.
The Oak Ridge subdivision. I hope I'm in the right one.
Yeah, you are. And you guys are here. Okay, so let's see what's on the schedule here. All right, we'll move to D2.
have a subdivision plat here. Number of lots being created, some industrial, some residential, more residential than industrial. Okay, so we have 83 lots, four outlots, lots 1 to 79 are single family, and the R6 actually proposed to be R6 designated area. We have an M1 industrial district. It looks like lots 81, 84 are light industrial lots on the plat. So we have conditions to the resolution that were recently updated as of this afternoon, and they were put before you for consideration for tonight. I know the applicant was made aware. We talked about this afternoon, and I know in speaking with the city attorney, some of the language might almost be correct. Most of it is. Might need to be tweaked. But I think the conditions basically hinge on minimum requirements that the applicant's aware, and I think the applicant had a couple of questions about some of the conditions.
Well, but you know what? I screwed up. I know it's hard to believe. But we have to have a public hearing. So we move backwards. I think C4 is
here. We're going to talk about the comprehensive land use map. Okay. Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday. Sure. So what we're looking to do here is to amend the comprehensive land use map, and then we're going to entertain a public hearing to change the zoning district of two of the properties, or three of the properties on the CSM to create the subdivision plat. So in other words, we're just going to match up with what areas we want as light industrial, what areas we want as R6.